Narayanan Krishnan grew up in Madurai, India. At the age of 19, he was working as a chef for a five-star hotel. His career took a turn one day.
In 2002, I saw a very, very old man having his own human waste for hunger down the bridge. I stopped my car, went to him, and brought sumptuous idlis and gave it to him. If that old man would have thanked me that day, I would have continued to be a sous chef or executive sous chef in Europe or in US or any part of the world. It was a very silent revolution of self-realization which made me to think, who am I? What am I doing?
He started to cook food for that man and for many others.
In 2003, slowly public started contributing for the cause. In 2004, I witnessed a lot of mentally ill old people as well as youngsters having a lot of long hairs on the roads, which you would have seen. Anybody from India would have seen people with long hairs just like saints on the road.
Krishnan started to take care of the mentally ill, old, roadside destitutes. He feeds them, cuts their hair, bathes them.
I again witnessed an old lady whom I was been feeding for almost about 2 years. I called her Tati Pati every day. She died on the road underneath the bridge. I knocked all the doors off the government. No bells, no doors were opened. And slowly, dogs started biting the human body on the road.
Krishnan managed to cremate her body.
And so far, 486 souls who have been dead on the road has been cremated by me.
Taking care of the mentally ill and the needy is the mission of his non-profit organization, Akshaya. Thanks to the community support, Krishnan says that since 2002, he has not skipped once to feed the needy.
Almost closer to 1.7 million foods we would have fed. It's only by the support of public donations and individuals. We don't have any corporate support. We don't have any corpus fund. It is just like Akshaya Patra. The support has been tremendously coming from the society and it is really overwhelming.
One of the youngest students inspired by his actions is Zoe Khan. She says her dream is to go to India to help the people living on the streets.
Then I asked Mom, who is Mr. Krishnan? He is a very, very nice man, she said. Then she showed me a video about him. I felt very, very sad about the people and how they got treated. The people were hungry and skinny. But then Mr. Krishnan came every day and took care of them. He was the CNN Top 10 Hero of the Year, so my mom, wow, that's what I wanted to do.
One of the local honorees was Dr. Kiran Patel, philanthropist and cardiologist. His generosity spans across the world. He has built an orphanage at Shinoy Village and numerous hospitals in India. He has established the Hope Scholarship for the Poor Children in America, donated for the University of South Florida, and has also been instrumental in building the Indian Community Center in Tampa.
I have tried to do my best in whatever form I can in all community activities. Primarily, initially I started with our own community when I came in early in the 80s.
Dr. Patel says that Krishnan's volunteerism stimulates the community.
Every human being in his heart has the willingness and wanting to do something. It just needs a trigger and some kind of motivation to take that thought to action. And hopefully actions like this, people like this, will motivate people to change.
Dr. Kiran Patel and Krishnan want to inspire other people to take action in their communities. To find out more about the mission of Akshaya, go to akshayatrust.org. For WMNF News, I am Andrea Lipka reporting.